Blog Talk Radio.
That's amazing. He's also a gospel rapper, songwriter, producer. I mean, has many, many accolades. I want to bring before you none other than Young D Rose. How you doing?
Good, D Rose
in the house. I'm telling you, and look, he has his latest single with none other than Curtis Blow on it. I'm telling you, you are amazing. I'm sorry, tongue twisted. You are amazing. I am looking at your bio, and I'm telling you, we could spend this whole 2 hours because you have such a long, long bio, and we just got to share with the listening audience on today. I really do appreciate your time. I appreciate your kingdom sacrifices and everything you're doing for the kingdom. I want you to first do me a quick favor and tell the listening audience a little bit of background on you. Just give us a little history so they'll know who D Rose is.
I'm D Rose. I started doing ministry and music since I've been about 12 years old. In my story, you know, I just thank Jesus Christ, you know, because I held on, and in my story, it's a lot in it. You know, I started off with my cousin, and we was in church and doing music, and then the thing was, first of all, when we first started doing rap, you know, we looked up to Nelly and, you know, different rappers like that, and our church, they called us, they said, look, we need y'all to come rap at the church. And we was like, rap at church. You know, just being real, we was like, rap at church. We ain't gonna rap at no church. This is what we were saying because we was young. We didn't know nothing about it. And they brought us here. We rapped at church. Everybody loved it. And, you know, long story short, you know, I lost my cousin that I started rapping with. We stayed in church, you know, did everything we had to do for God. And as we got older and progressing, you know, life happened. And he was in more of a, like a crossfire. He got killed, you know. But I kept doing with God, you know. I kept doing what I had to do for Jesus, and I just never stopped on my path, you know. And even through that, it gave me a testimony. It made me actually strong. It made me stronger. You know what I mean? To let even other young people know, you know, to trust God no matter your situation, no matter what you're going through. You know, keep going to Him. Don't lose faith. And that's why the new project is called Time to Win. It's Time to Win.
What is it called?
Time to Win. The new project that's out on iTunes right now is called Time to Win.
Timely Ends?
Time to Win.
Oh, Time to Win. That's right. Okay,
yeah.
Time to win. Wow. Okay, tell us about, I was looking at your bio. You say you was diagnosed with ADHD when you was young.
Yeah. You know, I was diagnosed with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. And what happened with that is my mother, she didn't give up on me because I was going through that situation. What she did was she seen something that I fell in love with, and that was music. And I fell in love with music to the point where that's what caught my attention, wasn't me doing something bad. You get what I'm saying? I was
right.
Doing something right because I channeled my energy to doing something for God.
Right.
That's what happened.
And that makes a difference.
Yeah, that's why I'm so energized in doing what I do. And that's just awesome. When you really think about it, that's awesome.
Right. Wow, you hear that, parents out there. If your kids are ADHD, just channel them. Channel them to something they like, hoping it's Jesus. Hoping it's Jesus and music or something that are dealing with the gospel. That would be awesome. Like setting fires, that ain't going to be awesome. Now, listen. But yeah,
right.
You got the calendar energy. Wow. And so you got into music, and you are considered one of the best, they say. I mean, you worked with some of the majors in the industry. You've had a couple of labels that you worked under or so. Or can you just tell us a little bit? I'm looking ahead, age 12 years old. Okay, you knew that God was calling you. You performed in major venues. All right, Juneteenth, okay. African World Festival, National Hip Hop Showcase, Gospel Fest, the NAACP, Gospel Music Workshop of America, Taste of Milwaukee. You done been somewhere. Yeah, well, MLK Back to School event hosted by radio stations. Got a 3.1 GPA in high school. Go on with your bad self. Artist of the year. Best hook of the year. Let's ride. What's Let's Ride? Okay.
Thank you. And Let's Ride was the track that when I was younger, about 16 years old, that track, it was rocking Milwaukee because we were just talking about riding with God. We had to dance to it, and we was riding. That's what it's all about, riding for Jesus Christ. Let's Ride.
All right. That's awesome. So you shared the stage with Cat'n Jones, Mr. Dale. What'd you do with Ken, man? That's awesome.
We did many numbers of concerts together from Atlanta, Holy Hip Hop Awards when we first started, and then in Chicago, you know, and we just go on from there.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's excellent. Ty Trippett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was Aaron Ray Singh.
What was that?
Yeah, I was the opening act in Racine. They brought Ty Trippett to Racine, and they called me. They said, "We got Ty Trippett coming. Need you to come down here." The Racine, Wisconsin. It was in Racine, Wisconsin, right next to Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Smoking Northville. He was in Milwaukee as well.
That was Racine again. They called me again. We got Smoking Northville. Come on.
Tell me about Marvin Sapp, same thing.
Marvin Sapp was, they had a big award show down here. It was called the AP Awards. And I had won the Holy Hip Hop Artist of the Year from Milwaukee. And
okay.
It was from an Anointed Pages. It was a big award show. Now, Marvin Sapp Douglas actually was the one who gave me the award. I was actually mind blown because I didn't think I was going to win because, you know, it wasn't on the radio stations and none of that back then. You know, it was just really coming out. I had the song called Daytona 500. And it went, had enough votes. And it, God did that.
That is awesome. I hope you don't mind me sharing your age, but you're so young and you've accomplished so much. How does that feel? Wow.
It feels great, you know, and I also got to give, like, you know, accolades to my mother because she was the one that was there the whole time, you know, took me all over, took me around, you know, with days. People didn't even know I'm only having the money to pay her rent. And she would spend that rent money and take me to Atlanta. We go on the selling CDs, we come back with that rent money. You know what I mean? So now, it's very great, you know. And I walk in faith and I stay humble about it. Many things stay humble about it, you know, no matter how far you go, no matter how deep you get in it, you know, stay humble about it and God and exalt.
That is so awesome. So tell us about your church, Next Generation. You started a church.
Next Generation when I was 18 years old. Next Generation Ministry. But actually, I've been having my minister license. I've been ministering since young, 14, 15, ministering and just doing God's will. And at 18, you know, at 18, I got ordained. 16, I got ordained. Then 18, ordained again, you know. So just stay doing God's will and to this day, doing it on the larger scale, because now we're airborne, you know what I mean? Our goal now is to touch the world, you know. We're not in the four walls. We the church without walls. And that's the thing, like the youth and the young people, because I know this even in our city, we have a lot of killing going on. We have a lot of different things going on. And now I'm starting something new called the Sacred Midwest. And in the Sacred Midwest, our goal is to bring in holy hip-hop artists together and singers together, dancers together, and change a generation. That's what I'm really about. And doing God's will like never before, you know, and people to see it and minister through music. Yeah, and right. Next Generation, even when we first started, it was always all about the youth. It was always going to be about the young people because that's what God had gave me the vision to zero in on, you know. So now right. I got buildings to be offered to me to go in there and do what God called me to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us about the Unity in the Kingdom partnership.
Oh, yeah, Unity in the Kingdom partnership. That was Unity in the Kingdom partnership is when we all the preachers and ministers come together. And it's just unity. It's not about no big eyes, no little U's, you in this fellowship, you in that fellowship, I can't fellowship with you. It's not like that. Unity in the Kingdom is no matter if you was Baptist, no matter what the person's religion was, we together. You know what I mean? It's unity.
Right.
So they're bringing together.
That is awesome. So you've been passing.
I'm forming so much new stuff. Only God gave it to me. It's something new that I'm forming called the YPA, Young Preachers Association. I'm talking about this thing getting ready to get dynamic. And that every young guy that's preaching, I told about it, they all a part of it already, you know. So it's like they're all coming together. Everything is coming together, you know, for the goodness of God.
That is so awesome.
We gotta support young preachers. I know that you gotta support young preachers. They will get discouraged. They won't even be in church no more. Like, it's that serious. Young preachers need to be supported. You know,
right.
So that's why I created the YPA. Yeah.
So if someone wanted to be a part of the YPA, how would they get in touch with you, a young preacher?
What we get ready to do is build websites and everything like that. We ain't got it up yet.
Okay.
It's new. Like, very new. So we building it. It's going to be out there.
Well, that's awesome. When you get it established, you're going to have to come back on and let us know about it.
Yeah,
that is awesome. So as a young pastor, I mean, give us a little story or two, I mean, that'll help somebody young that's in the ministry. Most people run from their calling, you know what I'm saying? Most ministers run from their calling. Here it is, you're young and you've accepted the call. Talk to us a little bit.
I mean, even in my testimony, like, this is serious, and a lot of people don't know this. I even felt like one time I was running from my call because, you know, it's, I mean, when you're young and you're really trying to do something like this, it ain't no joke. You know what I mean? It ain't no joke. You got everything at you. You got everything throwing at you. You got everything coming at you. Which way? Everything that's not like God is going to come at you. So you got to be on your P's and your Q's. You got to be on it. You know what I mean? And you got to
study
that word. You know what I mean? You got to be able to fight temptation. You got to be able to fight a lot of things to really do what God has called you to do when you are young. You know, consistency. I mean, this is my thing. This is my thing. Consistency, decisiveness, and strength. You know, a person that has consistency, decisiveness, and strength is going somewhere. So,
I know that's
my
right.
Thing, with no matter what it looked like, you know what I mean? No matter the fall, no matter what they go through, still keep going because that's going to be their testimony, you know what I mean?
Right.
Never give up, never give up. Some people give up, and then you're like, what happened to them? You know what I mean? They ain't come back, you know, backslide and everything like that, you know what I mean? Our
right.
Thing is not to give up, and even if they do backslide, mess up, you know, make a mistake. Our goal is to, you know, as a brother, is to push them back up. Come on, brother, get back up. You know what I mean? I can't look down on nobody. Let me help them back up. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's the goal for the YPA. I don't see, just being real, in the YPA, it's some young preachers that I've seen in my own city make some falls. You know what I mean? Falls that I couldn't even imagine making. You know what I mean? Like, go to prison falls. So, and ain't nobody there to pray for them and get them back up. You know what I mean? Like, all right, man, you got to get out of that, you know. All right, when you get out of prison, look, you got to get back on the deal with God. Let that stuff go. All right, I know what you've been through, but I'm not going to be the one to give up on, you know.
Right.
So, even continue
right.
In prison. You're in prison, you're just a preacher in jail now.
So talk to, I know, right? I tell, you know, I told my kids, you need to build your own cell while you're out. You build your cell, and what I call a cell is your own boundaries. Because when you go to jail, they got you in some boundaries. You hear me?
Yeah.
So you have to build your own boundaries while you're out, and you have your freedom, but you build your boundaries. You say what
right.
You ain't going to do and where you're not going to go because it's by choice now. By choice, I choose not to go to clubs. By choice, I choose not to, you know, be here
right.
Or be there or do this or do that. So you build your own little boundaries. That's what I used to say. Build your own little cell because I used to draw the little square, you know, build your own little cell and keep yourself straight. You know, keep yourself on the straight and narrow as much as you can. Because there
right.
Are some environments
right.
That we can stay out of because trouble can find you. Trouble can find you.
Oh.
But I tell you, you can do the best you can to stay out of trouble's way,
right.
Hanging with the wrong crowds and such things. You got to stay away from certain things. Go ahead. You just want to say something?
Oh, no. I'll listen to you.
Okay. Listen, tell us a little bit about how, talk to the listening audience. Tell them how they can overcome temptation.
The best way to overcome temptation is to really, like, you know, trust God and believe in God, study that word. You know, overcome temptation is, I see a lot of people got the lust of the flesh, you know, and to overcome the lust of the flesh, you know, you actually have to be an overcomer.
Right.
You know, the Bible talks about being an overcomer.
Hmm.
You know, how to die to that flesh daily. You got to die to the flesh daily. That's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know,
right. Well, I was listening to your song, Word Up. Now, this one right here, I am so impressed that you are so in tune with life at such a young age. But, I mean, you ain't young, not baby young, but, I mean, you've grown up, obviously. And this song here shows a lot, says a lot to me. I love this song. Tell me how you came up with Word Up, and give us what was going on with you when God gave you that song?
Now, the song Word Up is about, that's real life. You really think
right.
about Word Up, and you really listen to the song, it's real life. You know, that you better watch your friends. It say, the song say you even better watch your kin. You know, Jesus Christ, that's your friend, Word Up. I'm telling you, Word Up. The song is letting people know to trust God. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in God, because man can fail you every time. You
right.
know what I mean? But when you trust God, it ain't no losing there. You know? Because God is not the man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he should repent.
That's right. If he said it, he'll do it. It's going to come to pass. That is true. Well, we're going to listen to Word Up by Young B. Rhodes. Enjoy. Oh, what's going on? Word Up. showing up at a Word Up. That is awesome. I like it. I like it. I like it. That's a warning.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. That's a warning. That's a warning. That's a warning. And I love it. You got to watch your kids. You got to watch your friends. Whatever it takes to protect you. The Bible said it this way: guard your heart with all due diligence. Because out of it flows the issues of life. And if a person is going to get discouraged and the enemy is going to be able to come in, frustration, you got to get to them. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about Word Up as far as, what did you mean when you said you got to watch your kids? That's kids, right? You had an experience
kin,
with that?
Kin as in family, like your cousins, your kin. Yeah, your kin.
I thought you said your kids. I'm like, you know what? That's deep. Okay, your kin. That's good, too. Your kins. Okay.
Yeah, and this was something that, you know, as I was coming up, and I just put it in the song. This was something my mother told me, you know, watch out. You know,
right.
Wolves and sheep. And you better know, keep your eyes open, because you never know who is who and what is what. Yeah.
Oh, that's kids. That is so powerful. That song is powerful.
That song is powerful.
I like that song. That's good. And so you followed pretty much those rules?
Oh, yeah. I follow those rules. Like, a lot of people, you know, probably even in my own city, probably different people probably be wondering why I'm not, you know, too social with everybody. Like, I really stick to myself. You know, I used to be real social, you know, but I learned to stick to myself. You know, after I lost my cousin, and I was like, my mama wasn't lying. Word up. You know what I mean? You gotta know who you're around. You know your surroundings.
Right. Wow.
Because it's true. You know, jealousy is still real.
It is.
You know? So I agree with my mom. I said, okay, word up. Word up.
I know that's right. That's a real spirit.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And when you would cry, like, it might be a lonely walk sometimes, you know? And everybody ain't even meant to walk with you, you know. Everybody ain't really go to the next level with you. Some people you gonna leave, you know, on the level they was on with you. You know, they might not be able to go to the next level with you. You got to know who's meant to go there. You know,
and that's true.
Because next level models, and if they can't handle them, they can't go.
Well, they say it's lonely at the top. It's only at the top, and you only got what? It may be about 7% millionaires nowadays, and they say it's only at the top. So on your way up, you'll meet people, and they may not be able to go with you. Wow. So I want you to talk to the listening audience. I really do. I want you to tell them a little bit about, again, the warnings that you've gotten in Word Up, and give us a testimony of when you had to watch them. You say your cousin passed away.
With his situation, you know, and everything like that, he started out with me in the group with me, everything, you know, but he ended up, you know, wanting to, you know, hit the streets, wanted the regular rap, you know, just different things like that. But that ain't what happened. That ain't what killed him. You know what I mean? What really killed him was the people that he was around. You know what I mean? The people he was around, they seen where he was going. See, sometime in life, you don't see where you're going, but the people around you see where you're going. You know, and they can become jealous of that. Like, okay, he going somewhere, but I don't see myself going nowhere. Let me take him up out of here. Like, and that's crazy to me, you know, when I think about it. And people say, hey, why you stick to yourself like that? Because I want to live longer. Stick to myself because I want to live longer. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have too many too many friends, you know, too many people just around me, you know what I mean? I don't have too many.
Right.
Like, the people that's around me, I know them. Like, they've been around me for years, you know what I mean? Like, I know them, and we've been rocking, you know what I mean? We've been rocking, you know? So new people that's
right.
coming around me, they got to understand that trust ain't just going to be given. It's going to be earned.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're going to build an empire. You know, and you can't build an empire alone either, though. You can't do it alone, you know.
Right.
But our goal is to get the right people with us, the right people with us with the Spirit of God in them. No man is an island, you know.
Exactly.
But the right people around you with the right spirit, no telling what God is going to do for that, but you've got an alternative. You know, where God is connected. But, like, I thank God for the new people that God is connecting me with because I feel the Spirit right now while I'm talking to you.
Amen. That is awesome.
Amen. No, I know the Spirit. The Bible said, try the Spirit by the Spirit.
Come on now.
You know?
The Word.
Yeah, I preach. You gotta know what's around you, you know. So I can tell what kind of spirit is around me.
Right.
You know, I learned to have a discerning spirit.
Right. And that's what I pray for, a razor sharp one now that I'm in this music field.
Right.
Hey, I pray for a razor sharp discerning spirit now that I'm in the music industry. Because, you know,
amen.
They say the enemy, you know, this was the enemy's territory. And he really, you know, there's a lot of crazy stuff going out here. We all know that.
Right.
I mean, it's out there. It's out there. You know, you got all kind of, you know, things that are happening in the music industry. But I can tell you, Daytona, I've had an awesome career thus far, and I dare not change that. I mean, I literally have had an awesome career. And I'm not one out here just striving to go to, you know, mainstream or anything, but I'm just really enjoying the journey God has me on.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying the journey.
And I encourage any indie artists out there, Arthur, whatever, to enjoy the journey, man. The industry has changed so much since the economy hit. So I don't really believe that the industry know what the industry is anymore, though those that's been in the industry, because
right.
It's changed. It's not the same at all.
No, actually, what I've been seeing a lot of them trying to get out. I've been seeing a lot of them go gospel. So if you really think
right.
about it, it ain't what it used to be, you know?
Right. Well,
we're
going
to make
it don't have.
You
they
know
don't
what
have
I said?
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said something, I said something at a church in Racine about a day ago, about 2 days ago, and I said, you know what? The world is not going to lead us. We are going to lead the world.
Hmm.
Y'all, everybody post that on your Facebook statuses if you're listening right now. Tell them D-Rose
okay.
tells you to say that. The world is not going to lead us. We are going to lead the world.
Okay, you're talking about the believers. Okay, because I'm like, huh? Okay, that's right. The believers going to lead. That's what and we're getting our rightful place back. The church is getting its rightful place back, lining up slowly but surely. It looked like it was going crazy and getting out of whack at one time, but I believe God is really raising up a people that has a heart for him and that's
yeah.
willing to walk the walk and willing to sacrifice if that's what it's taking, separating yourself, sanctifying yourself, you know, and that's what you're doing. You're sanctifying yourself when you set yourself apart, and we have to spend time with him. Because we realize that's basically how we're going to make it in this world, like you say, and live long. And live long. Wow.
And live
wow.
long. The Bible. What the Bible say about the Bible say, honor thy mother and thy father all the days of your life, and you will live long. You will have life, you know?
That's right. So tell us about hip hop. You're into holy hip hop. How'd you get introduced?
Yeah.
So you started when you was young, 12. Wow. Tell us about some of your hip hop experiences, and we're gonna go into that holy hip hop song.
Oh my God! Yes, I am holy hip hop.
Right.
I am holy. I feel like on this song, I'm making a statement, letting everybody know I am holy hip hop. This is who I am. You get what I'm saying? This is who I am. I'm not gonna conform to the ways of the world. You know, I'm not gonna stop. I cannot stop. I must go on with God. This is something I am gonna do. This is something I am gonna be. I got a made up mind. What that song say? I got a made up mind on Jesus. You know, I got a made up
right.
mind. I got
yeah.
a mind that stayed on Jesus. You know, and as being young, yeah, and young, saved, and fly. Young, saved, and fly. And this is something that I'm gonna do. I got my mind made up. I am holy.
That is awesome. So tell us about mm-hmm. your holy hip hop experience. I mean, give us some type of testimony.
My holy hip hop experience is awesome. I mean, it's days that I had good days, I had bad days. Then I done seen lives change. You know, after a bad day, I done seen God show up and the life change. You know what I mean?
Right.
I actually holy hip hop experience. I can say I done had some breathtaking experiences. You know, from my own city, I got some breathtaking experiences from my own city. You know, when our song was being on the radio on the biggest station down here, it was breathtaking for me because I was like, "Thank you, Jesus."
That is awesome. Yeah. Which song is highlighted there? The new one?
Get It Out. That was Get It Out featuring Curtis Blow.
Right.
Yeah, and
awesome.
Right, and then he iHeartRadio and everything like that. And that was another breathtaking moment, getting with Curtis Blow. You know, just being with him, just, you know, becoming friends with him and becoming close with him because, you know, we real close. And he is hip hop. You know what I mean? He is hip hop. And now he told me, I'm starting the I Am Holy hip hop movement. And he is like, man, he told me, when he seen the movement, he said, I got to be a part of that.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah. When he came down here to Milwaukee and he seen us perform and get on that stage and do what we did for God. After I got off the stage, Curtis Blow came to me and said, I want to be a blessing to you.
See? Look at God moving.
Yeah.
And I hear you on
yeah.
I hear you all on the billboards in Milwaukee.
Oh yeah, we ain't on the billboards yet. We on side of vans. That is billboards though. We call them is billboards though. You know, bus stop signs.
Right.
So they just seem just like billboards. So we call them billboards.
Right, they are. Yeah, on the seats. And you know, I saw you sitting on the bench with your picture on the back. I'm like, look at him.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about how that happened, how that came about.
Mario Dickens, he's a big printing. He does most printing here in Milwaukee for everybody. He does the printing shop and different things like that. He's actually the founder of the Industry Bosses. And he sponsored it. He sponsored the bench on the bus stop. He sponsored the van. You know, I believe when you're doing right, you're doing the right thing, God will touch somebody's heart to say, I want to bless them with this. And that's what happened. That's what
wow.
happened.
Wow. That is a blessing. Wow.
Yes,
wow,
man,
God,
you ain't got to pay for it. You know, God will do it for you. Yep.
That is a blessing. Well, I want you to talk to some hip-hop, somebody out there that's wanting to do hip-hop, young, want to do hip hop, give them some advice.
Yeah, let me give them some advice.
Coming into the hip hop arena.
Coming into the holy hip hop arena, you have to be prayed up. I'm going to say it like that. You got to be also prayed up. you got to keep that word in you. You know what I mean? Because you even going to have those, you going to have those times where people are going to hate on you. You know, I'm just be real. You going to have times
right.
where, you know, where somebody may not believe in you. You still got to believe in yourself. You
right.
know? Yeah. It was a guy that came to me, and he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in the word. He said, but, man, I believe in you. I said,
oh,
what?
Wow.
You know, I was like, what? In my mind, I'm like, he was coming to church and everything. This guy told me he didn't believe in God. He didn't believe in the word, but I believe in you. But what that did show me is this. I'm going to break it down. This is a testimony. This is going to blow your mind. This is a testimony right here. That
mm-hmm.
showed me that we are the Bible that only some
uh-huh.
people go see, right?
Right.
So guess what happened shortly after that? This guy believes in God now. This guy is walking with God right now.
See? Sometimes
yeah,
we got a lifestyle.
Now. Yeah,
right.
It's a lifestyle. Yeah.
People are watching you. I
it's
tell people
lifestyle.
That all the time. People are watching you when you think they're not. They're watching
yeah.
you when you think they're not. Wow, that's a blessing.
Yeah.
He got saved from you doing what God has called you to do. Why
right,
can you do
right.
what God has called you to do, basically?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And now he's doing the will of God.
That is so awesome. Wow. I am Holy Hip Hop. We're going to go ahead and play a little
and
bit
I,
of that.
And I am, and I am Holy Hip Hop. I want you all to hear the new single, I Am Holy Hip Hop. Check it out.
I am holy hip hop. It won't stop.
It won't stop.
It won't stop.
It won't stop.
I said it won't stop. I am holy hip hop.
I am.
I am holy hip hop. I am holy hip hop. I started with the less of them. I separate myself from them. Please don't compare me. I'm striving to be nearly standing strong, not weary. I started from the bottom, now I'm all on top of them. Everybody's screaming, ain't no stopping him. God, child, E&T, we so for real. Young D Rose, holy hip hop, king of the mill. Like Bruce Lee, I'm the greatest. And some gon' hate that we made it. Don't believe me when you gon' see that day they hit them hard.
Outstanding,
he brings out the best in me.
God, child,
I am holy hip hop. That's what I'm talking about. That is nice. That is nice. Wow. So tell us a little bit about God's Child Entertainment. You was appointed president of that?
Oh, yeah. I just actually became the president of God's Child Entertainment. My mother is the CEO of God's Child Entertainment. God's Child ENT. And actually, you know, my cousin that passed away, he was actually one of the ones that named it. Him and my dad, they came up with the name God's Child ENT. And we've been there ever since. No matter who we got with, we just kept that name, yeah, and God's Child forever.
That's good. So you write music?
Yeah, I write music. And, you know, I write music. Let me tell y'all something. My mother is the baddest, one of the baddest writers in the world and on this side of heaven. That's all I'm going to say. That woman can write a song. And you.
That's good. Does she do a lot of writing for you, your song?
She done wrote some stuff for me.
Yeah.
Did
you write Word Up?
I wrote a lot of Word Up. Yeah, I wrote the majority of that one.
Oh, okay. You wrote the majority of Word Up. I had to give her props if she wrote that one, because that one right there.
She wrote 50% of Word Up. Yeah,
okay.
She wrote 50% of Word Up though. And she wrote a lot of songs.
Like I said, don't be trying to take your mama credit now.
I ain't taking the credit. I don't want no whooping now.
I ain't getting in trouble
no more. Yeah, my mama writes some songs, and that's actually, we building a studio now, and my mother, yeah, she even writes for some more artists and different things like that. I am a product of her, because, that's what I am.
Okay. That is awesome. Wow. Digital Distribution Crush Gospel Records. What's that?
Oh, that's Blow. That's actually Curtis Blow's label called Crush Gospel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we do a lot of work together. Me and with distribution with Curtis Blow, Hip Hop Church Volume 2 came out. And when Hip Hop Church Volume 2 came out, that's when Get It Out was first heard from him.
Oh, okay.
And he wasn't on the first version of Get It Out. It's just me. And that's when he first heard it, and it made the Hip Hop Church Volume 2 compilation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then
so
he jumped
many,
on the ring.
So how many albums do you have out?
One album that actually got distributed. The other albums were underground. And mixtapes and everything like that. So I just have one album.
Oh, okay. So the rest are mixtapes.
Yeah.
What's the name of the album? Is the one that you have out now?
Time to Win. And this is what I need everybody to do. Go to iTunes or Google Play or Spotify and type in Time to Win. That's T-Y-M-E. And then 2 as in the letter 2, and then Win as W-I-N. So Time to Win.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. That's awesome. So how many tracks are on that album?
It's about 10 on there. It's about 11. Actually, it's 11. 11 on the Time to Win album.
Oh, okay. When did it come out? When did you release it?
We released it at the end of February. We released it at the end of February on iTunes.
This year?
Yep, this year.
Oh, okay. That is cool. The end of February this year. Time to Win. Tell us a little bit about that project.
The artist we have on the Time to Win album is Little Hollywood. That's my cousin's sister, Little Hollywood. And she's on the song that we're talking about, The Other Side. So for anybody, we got a song on there for anybody who ever lost somebody. It's called The Other Side. Check out that song. We have another one on there. I featured Brent. His name is Brent Pugh. And that song is called Right Type. We have a Christian song that's for women. We have a Christian song for women. And it's called The Right Type. So I believe every man should be looking for the right kind of woman, the right type of woman, the right Christian woman. So we wrote a song about it. And then we have, and the only other feature on there is Curtis Blow. The rest of the album, I'm on there. I'm tearing it up. I'm doing it for Jesus.
Wow, the right type song.
The right type.
Young people.
How is it trying to find the right type?
Yes, talk to them about finding the right type. How important it is.
I'm still looking, but listen, it's very important to find the right type. You know, it's very important that you gotta find the right type. You know, you gotta know what the right type is. The right type,
right.
When we say the right type is the woman that's living the right type of life. That's what the right type is.
Well, even as believers, I mean, you can have two believers that be unequally yoked. Simply because I like the way Nathan Salter said. Nathan Salter's, and you might want to look him up, you single, for you single folks out there, look Nathan Salter's up. But he was saying how it's very important as single believers to know what your purpose is before you get married and before you go looking for someone. You got to know your purpose. Because how many of you will go and get a cucumber for a microphone?
Come on now.
You know, the cucumber is shaped like one, you know what I'm saying? It may even hold like one. You can hold it holds like a microphone, but we know it don't do what a microphone does, okay?
Right.
And he said that you want to make sure that picture a microphone, you know how when you preach at a podium?
Yeah, yeah.
You can sit your microphone on the podium, right? But your microphone laying on the podium is just laying on a podium. But how many of y'all know there's a such thing as a microphone stand? When you got a saying and you need to put your mic in your mic stand, it'll hold it for you. That's what a mic stand is for. He said, you don't want to go out looking for a podium to act as your microphone stand when you got to go sing before a crowd. So you need to know what type.
Preach. You preach.
You need to know what you need in your world, because if you are a microphone, and in fact, if you are a microphone, you need to connect with a mic stand. So you can easily put it in the stand. It will hold it for you. And it helps support what it is you do if you're singing. You see? And so the bottom line is, you got to know what your purpose is. And you know you're called to sing. You're going before crowds. Sometimes you want hands free. Your mic stand will hold it for you. You got to go find some podium to lay it across.
And that's the truth.
And risk running into trouble, because if the podium got a microphone on it and you put those two mics together, you get a big, loud noise, an uneasy noise. Oh, that man of God was preaching that thing. You hear me?
Yeah. Wow, that's an awesome term.
Oh, yeah, but you want to check him out. That's Nathan Salters for you guys. Nathan Salters, I just like the way he put that. And he also gave another illustration and said, listen, if I was sending for you, and he said, this is how God does it. He said, God had someone for you. He said, if I was sending for you, and in fact, I flew you into Florida, and I fly you into the Florida, you come here, I'm going to give you directions and tell you, hey, listen, I'm going to have a red limo outside waiting for you. Now, when you go outside, you may see a limo, but if it ain't red, you know it ain't for you.
Right.
It didn't come for you. So that's not yours. The red limo is for you. So now, if I tell you, you got a red limo coming with white Megs on it, the wheels are white, okay? You might get a red limo with some 24s, but they got a black Meg on it. Well, you know that ain't yours.
Right.
And he was just making an illustration saying how God is specific when he chooses a mate for you. But you won't ever know it if you don't get in tune with who you are and what it is that your purpose is. Yeah, you got to get in tune with your purpose. So you're not ready for a mate if you're not in tune with your purpose yet. For instance, you preach. You got to make sure she loves church.
Make sure she loves God.
Make sure she loves God, too. But some of them say they love God. They don't never want to go to church. So I don't understand. You want to make sure she loves God, yes, and love going to church. Some of them say they love God, but you ain't going to get them in no church. I don't understand that one, but they do. But if you got to be there to preach every week, you got to make sure she understand that she loves going to church. She got to want to go to church on her own. Well, y'all gonna have some problems.
She got to want to be there
and sacrifice the time for the people because, see, that's another thing. When I go to church, but I ain't staying afterwards. You just got to make sure she have the same heart as yours. I mean, when it comes down to going, some pastors are forced to just preach and then get out the pulpit and leave because they're trying to keep their household. And a lot of people think it's the pastor. A lot of time it'd be that spouse. They try to keep them happy.
That's the truth.
Yeah, and sometimes it's the pastor. But, I mean, you just have to make sure that a person is in line with your heart. Why? I've heard some guys say that they getting a divorce because the wife says she didn't want to marry a preacher. When she met him, he wasn't preaching. She didn't want no preacher. So I think that's sad. When a person changes their life and then someone don't want to be with them that way. You just got to be careful what you get caught up with.
Yeah,
make sure you have a heart for God and the things of God. Because guess what? It's time to win. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it's about.
When you waited on God and... You know, listen to all those that you can take wisdom from and try to choose the right mate for your life. You're going to have to choose one so you can win because it's time to win. You don't want to be set back because now you have chose the wrong partner. Yeah, so you got to know who you are and know your purpose and then make sure she lines up with it because if not, it ain't going to work. You're into business. I tell people all the time, if you're a businessman, you better get you somebody that understands business. Because if she don't understand business, she ain't going to understand why you got to be going all the time. Gospel artists, we travel. You ain't got to go so much. Well, how are we going to get our following? And we want to go to our fans. We want to see them. You know, but they ain't going to understand. And it ain't their fault. They just not in business. They're not business-minded. So you have to consider all of that. Well, we're going to play a little bit of your Time to Win. Go ahead and introduce the song.
This is the song, Time to Win. Everybody check it out.
Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win.
Hey.
It's my time to win.
Hey.
Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win.
Hey.
It's my time to win.
Hey.
I ain't gonna lie. I've been through it all. One day I strayed away from my call. Speaking from experience, he'll catch you when you fall. Thought I was on top of the world by any means to get it all. Fast money caused women, thought that was the way to fall. I could have lost my life by going off what I saw. Now I'm back on track. Tell the devil I ain't having that. I'm an overcomer, survivor, a champion, a rider. And I'm young and getting wiser. The devil is a liar. I said the devil is a liar. I'm like the wide receiver, pass me the ball. Like Jerry Rice's Super Bowl, we gotta win it all.
Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win.
Hey.
It's my time to win.
Hey. Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win.
Hey.
It's my time to win.
Hey.
10 years, bloodshed and tears, heartache and some real pain. Even so-called friends talk down on my name. I guess it's just a part of the game. I ain't got no reason to feel the same. I'm in the army of the Lord. I say best up. And you know you gotta clean up what you messed up.
What you messed
Give
up.
Us the belt. The ring, the crown, the title. Every man for himself is called survival. You got knocked out, well, get back up again. Sometimes you gotta lose so you can win again. And yeah, I'm a winner. TKO the enemy like Sugar Ray Leonard.
Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win.
It's my time to win.
Felt like I was locked up, a prisoner to my sins, and I would never ever go back again. It's my time to win. It's my time to win.
We are the champions.
All right, now it's my time to win. Hey, give us a testimony in reference to that.
I believe that right now, you know, in my spirit, everything is my time to win. It's my time to win. And that my testimony to that is, you know, when I came up with Time to Win, I was thinking about everything that, you know, sometimes you go through things, you know, sometimes you go through struggles, you go through hurts, and you go through pain. And I came out with a victory. I said, you know what? It's my time to win. And I ran with that. And it is my time to win. You got to believe in yourself and speak life. Speak life. It's your time to win. You got to speak to yourself and say, it's my time to win right now. I'm going to win. I ain't going to lose. I'm going to win this battle. I'm going to win.
I know that's right. So yeah. You say you done went out there and tried all the females and all the, when you had time to do all that? I don't even know if you did that. That's just part of the song you sung, right?
Yeah, that's just part of the song.
That ain't your testimony. Can't be.
But the song is like, you know, the storm, you know, you might go through storms and different things like that. That song was telling a story, you know, telling the story.
So you say that is a true testimony. That's your song. That's your story.
Yeah, it's my story, though. Yeah. But at the end of the storm, it's a rainbow, you know.
That's right. That's cool. You don't have to talk about your testimony then. You don't want to share your testimony. That's fine. You win in the end, and that's just like our life. We win in the end. Hey, we have to know that the fight is fixed. Stay on the Lord's side. The fight is fixed.
That's what it's all about. No matter what come your way, no matter what hit you, no matter what shake you, you know, stay on the Lord's side.
No, that's right. So tell the listening audience again, for those that may have just tuned in, where they can get your music.
Oh, yeah, they can get the music on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Rapsody. Right there, Rapsody. Go get it right now. Don't wait. Go get it right now. You know, Rapsody and Spotify, you can just go ahead and download it. You know, go and download it. Time to Win. I'm going to say it again, T-Y-M-E, the number 2, and then Win, W-I-N, Time to Win. It's your time to win. Go get that album. Get the whole album.
Are you on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm on YouTube. And Young D Rhodes, Y-U, not Y-O-U-N-G, is Y-U-N-G. D Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. Just type that in, it's going to pop up.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And we got, wow, this last song to play, it is your latest, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, with Mr. Curtis Blow, man. Tell us about your relationship with Kurt.
That's my guy. Curtis Blow is my mentor. Let me throw that out there to you. Curtis Blow is my mentor. He's my mentor in music. He mentored me to do what I'm doing, you know. And he called me and he'd say, you know, what's going on? He'd check in on me. I'd check in on him. We're real good friends. If he in Chicago, he coming to Milwaukee. If he in Indiana, he coming to Milwaukee. That's how tight we are.
That's good. Yeah,
because we know we both have the same mission, same goal to do this thing for God and to see souls saved. At the end of the day, that's what it's all about, seeing souls saved.
That is awesome. So as your mentor, tell us something that he's left with you as far as Nugget goes to take with you for life and when it comes to hip-hop and music.
What he left with me, he left with me something very powerful, the history of hip-hop. That is what he really left with me. He said, I want you to study this, how it started, where it came from, you know, everything.
That's awesome.
And he gave me something to study about, and he gave me how to be an artist and how to love on people, you know, and he gave me that. And one thing I seen about Curtis Blow, he came down, no matter how big he was, Curtis Blow was humble. Curtis Blow is so humble, he don't think he is big as he is sometimes. Like a lot of people know Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, and we be down here in Milwaukee and doing our thing, and he come down here, you know, Curtis Blow, he think he don't need no security guards and none of that. He just like, look, I'm Blow, I roll with God.
Okay.
You know, we got security waiting for him, all that. He like, listen, move out the way.
That is awesome. Wow.
But that just showed me, be humble. You know what I mean? No matter where you go in it, no matter how high you get, stay low. Stay humble.
That's right.
never be an unreachable, untouchable kind of person.
Right. That is awesome. Man, it must be amazing working with him. Y'all on the video together, right?
Yeah, and that's one thing he left with me, too. He said, I'm going to bless you with this. And he blessed me with that. A lot of people might think, oh, man, he paid him $10,000, $20,000 to do that. He blessed me with that.
Right. Wow,
it was my
awesome.
Birthday. On my
21st
birthday, he came down here. Yeah, on my 21st birthday, and he said, it was probably my 22nd birthday, but he came down here, and he said, and after the performance, when we got up there, we did, and after we got done, he said, man, he said, you know what? Let's go to the studio. I said, Blow, you serious? Is you serious, Blow? Blow said, I'm serious. Let's go. I have to keep asking. He said, listen, don't ask me no more. Let's go to the studio. Because my dad, we ride in the car all the way to the event, and my dad just kept playing, get it out. He just kept playing the song. And it was actually the song that made Hip Hop Church Volume 2 anyway. It had made Hip Hop Volume 2 before me and Curtis Blow met back up. And my dad just kept playing, and he was jamming to it, singing every word to it. My dad was going crazy about it. And then all of a sudden, at the end of the concert, Curtis Blow said, I'm ready. I got a verse for you. Hey, don't talk
that
about it. We went to that studio, and he dropped that 16, and we was like, man, is this coming up? And it came off the dome. He didn't have no paper.
Wow.
He just went there. But he's the expert, though. You know what I mean? He is the king of hip-hop.
Right. Wow.
He's the king of hip-hop.
Straight off the top of his head.
Yeah, we had the concert Saturday. We had church that Sunday. He preached at church again that Sunday. After church, he went to the studio, and he laced the verse. He laced it.
Freestyled it. That's awesome.
Yep, he freed it. Yep. Freestyled it. It was all God.
That's awesome. Well, I want to play a little bit of Get It Out for the listening audience. And I'm telling you, it's nice. So enjoy. Get It Out by D. Rose featuring Curtis Blow.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Curtis Blow, introducing to you one of the youngest ministers in the country, giving you the word of God for the next generation. It's Pastor Day-Day.
I'm on my grizzly. Young D. Rose, stay busy. Got the streets hollering out, Izzy. Now the flies on the streets, and I'm rocking holiday beats. Yeah, since I'm back out, I'm finna throw a stack out. You know I'm finna act out. Next generation, we gon' praise until we pass out. In the church, that's why I sweat it out. You gotta praise, well go ahead, let it out. Had to prove wrong, now I'm coming back strong. Youngest pastor in the city, armor bearers with me. Turn the Cadillac into a Benz 550. Hold up, wait a minute, let me think for a second. About to get on my knees, cause I need another blessing. Back to my career. Spiritual and biological mother, brother and
damnation. A ball of confusion. We need a church revolution. To liberate is the antidote. Disciple the word. Haven't you heard? Oh no, they're blinded. It's time to get heavenly reminded. Like King, I have a dream. The gospel is believed and received from the start. Just apart from that evil one. Sick of forking Satan, cause the sucker's done. Turn to God, son. No more guns. Let the cross saturate and penetrate at your heart. Is at the cross he suffered and bled from the start and died. And the blood had to be supplied to purify us. Thus he was crucified, that the most despicable sins could be justified.
That's right.
Sanctimonious hypocrisy is a mockery and contrary to the very truth about Calvary. It won't suffice for the price of the sacrifice paid by Christ. It's time to share the gospel with the whole generation. Emancipation of a nation. And you don't stop. Check it out, y'all. Day, day, let's rock.
Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out. Get it out. Get it out. Go let it out.
Young D. Rock.
All right, I'm back. Go on with your bad stuff. Get it out. I like it. Now that one I like a lot too. Wow.
Go watch it on YouTube. Young D Rose featuring Curtis Blow. Get it out. Watch it on YouTube. Go see the video.
Yes, I'm going to see the video again too. I like it. Man, that's really nice. That's really nice. So when you was talking about Get It Out, tell us a little bit about it.
You know what we did with this song? The concept was, you heard the song, I Gotta Praise and I Gotta Get Out. I Gotta Praise and I Gotta Get It Out. We upbeated it. We said, okay, get it out, get it out. Don't let it out. And that's how we came up with it. So Get It Out is like our praise crunk, though. You know what I mean? He crunk with it, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. You're encouraging them to get their praise out. Get it out. Get it out. Get it out. That's good. Sometimes you just got to shout and get it out. And that's the truth. Sometimes you just need a good shout.
Yeah.
Get it out. Wow, that's awesome. So now tell the listening audience, I mean, I want you to speak to them from your heart. I mean, whatever it is, however it is that the Lord lays it on your heart, I want you to just speak to the listening audience and encourage them, that those that are out there, encourage them to get it out, encourage them.
Yeah, I just want to encourage everybody to, you know, continue to keep the faith in God, you know, and get everything out of your, I'm going to say it like this, get everything out of your heart that's not like him, you know, and anything that's hindering you, get that away from you too, you know what I mean? Just get it out. But at the same time, get that praise out, you know, get that praise out, get that shout out, and live for God no matter what, like, and like I'm saying this right now, I know it's powerful because it's even powerful to me. The word hit me before it can hit anybody else. It got to touch me. So yeah. I know that our goal, our whole goal is to get these youth, even the parents that's listening in to the show right now, and I want you to tell your children and your youth, the young adults, everybody that's listening to this show right now, to just stay encouraged, stay on the right path, stay doing the right things, because that's what's going to get you ahead in the long run. Scripture say that whatever you do for Christ, that's what's going to last. Whatever you do for Christ, that's what's going to last. That's what's going to do something. That's what's going to go somewhere. What you do for Christ will prosper. What you do for Christ, it will help you in your life. You know, and I found out even at your lowest point, when you're going through something, going through a struggle, at your lowest point, that's when God getting ready to come blow your mind. But you can't give up, can't throw in the towel. That's when God is getting ready to show up and show out.
I know that.
somebody right there. Keep the faith in God. It's your time to win. It's your time to win. Like one thing I found out was to never quit, to keep doing what we're doing. And since we never quit, since we never gave up, this is the result of what God is doing since we never quit. You know, almost going on about 13, 14 years, because I started when 14. No, I started when I was 12, and I'm 25 now. So it's about not giving up, because in due time, God going to show up. You know, and that's even with somebody in their regular life. You know, don't give up, because God going to show up. That's a word for somebody. Don't give up, because God going to show up.
I know that's right.
Yeah, and,
wow.
And Curtis Blow, when I met Curtis Blow, that happened on our 10th year anniversary. That was our 10th year anniversary concert. So this ain't nothing we just started, but, you know, we understand our mission. Some people just going to just now hear about it, but we ain't nothing.
Right. that's something. Ain't
yeah.
nothing like standing. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's all about standing. It's all about keep going. Keep going. Keep going and keep going, and God going to show up, you know? And everything going to work out for the glory of him, for the people that's really living for him. It's going to work out.
Right. Wow. So you had a 10-year anniversary, and Curtis Blow came and blessed y'all.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and through that happening, we even get more connections. And now, I mean, I just see God blessing. I just see God doing what he's doing. I cannot give myself the glory. I can't give my mama all the glory. We got to give God all the glory for this, because we would not be here right now if it wasn't for him. You know, it's all about giving God his praise, giving God that glory, you know, and letting God reign. Because when we do it that way, oh, my God. When we do it that way, God knows he's going to get his glory. Oh, my God. He's going to keep going. He's going to keep going from glory to glory when he get his glory.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we done had some rough times. We done had some rough times, you know.
Wow.
And people
know
that, too, going to have rough times. You know, it was times we didn't have no transportation. Now we got more transportation than we need. You know?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Let me come get a card in. I need one.
Yeah, we didn't
you
have transportation, you know? Yeah. And God going to keep blessing from glory to glory. From glory to glory. But it was times, you know, even with our church, you know, we just had a van. We just had a van. And that van was to pick up people, you know, just to pick up people.
Right.
And to make sure that
right.
they was getting there. Yeah, so
we
gonna have to sacrifice. We're going to have to sacrifice, but never
exactly.
quit. Sacrifice,
hey,
but
said,
never quit.
He said, if you suffer with me, you shall reign with me. People
whoa,
really
yeah, hallelujah.
Come on now.
And then we got a new fan down here. We got a new fan that I've been saying a lot, faith over money. Faith over money. You put your faith over your money. Because the real big reason you do that, because it's going to take you some faith to get you some money. Put your faith
absolutely.
Over the money, meaning you might have to invest everything you got into what you're doing. Then
right.
what you believe in, and if you believe in that much, you will invest in it. You will put your faith over your faith over your money, and God will show up and show out. But he got to see faith.
Right, because it's impossible to please him without it.
Right. Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow. Wow. So tell the listening audience, again, you know, where they can get your music, and then we're going to get ready to close it.
Everybody go to iTunes. This is what I want y'all to do right now while we're talking. Type it in. Go to iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, or Rhapsody. Those four stores, right online. Get the album, get the album, get the album. Time to win. It's your time to win. Type it in, T-Y-M-E, the number 2, W-I-N. Time to win. One word, time to win. I want you to get the whole album, 11 songs. Now, I'm speaking from my heart. I pour my heart out on this one. You know, I pour my heart out on this one. And I did what God told me to do. I want y'all to go hear it.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for your kingdom sacrifices. We appreciate you. And being young and hanging in the ministry, I mean, that is a blessing. You're going to be one of the next generations that can say I've been in the ministry for over 60 years. I think that is so powerful. When I meet pastors and they've hung in there, they've stayed the long haul, they have been committed to the things of God. I mean, that is such a blessing. Such a blessing. I always got encouragement seeing consistency, the same people sacrificing, knowing that they're going through as well, but they're sacrificing to come to church every Sunday, sacrificing to be on time for that choir rehearsal or to be at the choir rehearsal. It's just been a blessing over the years.
Yeah.
That's always been a blessing to me. And so to see you're so young and you're willing to sacrifice and stay on the course for the things of God, I mean, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. I would like to encourage you to stay. I will be bringing you this way. Come on to Florida and visit us and bless us with your songs. I definitely want to hear Word Up. And
can't wait.
Get it out. You can get them ready. Get them two ready. They're ready.
Florida, we coming.
That's right. Florida, they coming. That's right. We're gonna have you here. We'll work out a date, and we definitely want to have you here. So, if you have any shout outs, anything.
You want to shout out my mother? You know I gotta shout out my mother.
That's right.
My mother. Sandra Rhodes. Sandra Rhodes. She is the CEO. My mother, Sandra Rhodes, Young Saved and Fly. She's actually started the Young Saved and Fly. She came to me. She said the Young Saved and Fly show. You gotta do it, son. You gotta do it. I'm like, Mom. She's like, listen, you gotta do it. And now that I started doing it, I fell in love with it. Now she's like, listen, calm down a little bit.
That's great.
Yeah, the Young Saved and Fly radio show. And God's Child ENT, we're building something down here. The Sacred Midwest is a group that's getting ready to come out under the God's Child ENT coming soon, the Sacred Midwest. And it's about being dedicated and holy. You know, so, yeah, that's the goal. That's what we're doing.
That
stability.
Is so awesome.
It's three words, consistency, decisiveness, and strength.
Amen. Consistency, decisiveness, and strength. I like it. All of those are good characteristics. Well, listen, ladies, there you have it. Young D. Rhodes himself, right out of Milwaukee. Hey, go get that album and take time out today and thank the Lord for everything in your life. Hey, D. Rhodes, thank you so much for your time. All right, God bless you. We're going out with my song, Thank You, Lord, for everything in my life.
My life. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everything in my life. his word just to know he's around.
I got to line up, cause that's how I get down.
Because I understand your mercy and your grace. I wake up every morning with a smile on my face. Pray, praise him, worship him, give him glory in his place. Pray, praise him, worship him, give him glory in his place.
Lord, I thank you for everything in my life.
Thank you.